Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2015. Thanks so much for tuning in. It is always so good to have you here. We've got just a terrific show, just a ton of cool stuff to talk about, largely driven by, as my friend Robert Cole says, you know, what is Christmas morning for people like us? So last week, Mary Meeker, who's a brilliant, brilliant analyst and venture capitalist in Silicon Valley, released her annual Internet Trends Report. I've been covering it here every year for the last handful of years. And literally, it's like Christmas morning because it's such a great, great read with so much fascinating information and so much insight into where our customers are going. And I'm not going to take this episode of the show and go through it, you know, page by page. For one thing, it's like 170 slides, so that's not really practical. What I am going to do is I'm going to talk about a couple of key trends that leaped out at me, some of which we've talked about before, some of which I think are really powerful and meaningful and remain so, even though for anybody who's listened to the show for a while or anyone who reads the blog regularly, you might say, well, sure, we've been talking about that. But I think it's really valuable to look at the meaning behind these trends and how they influence your business and how you can really benefit from them as we go forward. And I'm going to tell you right up front, there's a couple of these that I think I've got really good answers for, you know, of examples of people who are doing it well and things like that. And there's one or two that I'm really having to start to think about in a new way because I'm not sure what they mean either. And undoubtedly, a lot of your competition might be. So first and foremost, what I want to talk about is the fact that, you know, I have talked for a long time about this trend towards internet everywhere. I first wrote about this back in January of last year. I'm probably before that, but most recently in January of last year. And, you know, Mary Meeker goes into some detail into precisely what that means. For instance, there are now 2.4 billion internet users around the world. 40% of the world's population is online. And nearly three quarters of the world's population have a mobile device. With the caveat that 60% of those three quarters, so roughly 40% of the world's population, they don't have internet access. They have a mobile device that's a feature phone, which plays into something really powerful later. It plays into how, if you want to connect with people in developing parts of the world, in places where they don't have internet, the way we do here in the States, the way we do here in Western Europe, the way we do here in, you know, Asia and the like, that there might be better ways to reach them than with your website and all that. But I'll get to that in a minute. What we see is in the United States, 84% of the population has access to the web. That's up from 9% in 1995. So it's increased almost tenfold in 20 years. Here in the United States, 64% have smartphones, up from 18% in 2009. That's only 5 years ago. So that's gone up, what, four times over? Right? Three and a half times over, something like that. I mean, that's crazy how big it's gotten in just 5 years. And what we're seeing, though, is that the growth is slowing, in part because of the law of large numbers. As more people come online, there are fewer people to come online. And separately, lots of the money in the world is already online. That doesn't mean there's not a lot more money out there. It doesn't mean there aren't a lot more potential customers. But you have to understand that there is lower spending and lower income per capita in the places that don't have smartphones and internet. So again, if that's a market segment you care about, that's something you're going to have to think about. What's the right offering to those customers? All that said, what's crazy is we are still very much in early days. Because while we're seeing, you know, heavy penetration around the world in terms of internet, heavy penetration in North America in terms of internet access and smartphone access, when you look at specific businesses, you know, B2B maybe has been influenced by the web, you know, 3/4 of the way, but there's still plenty of room there. And education and healthcare and government and things like that have not been heavily influenced by digital at all, or very little. I mean, not to pick on the president or anything like that, but look at the rollout of the Obamacare website. You know, that sort of thing you would think shouldn't happen in this day and age. But it probably does because government doesn't know how to do it. And we're talking about a government that, you know, at least in theory, should be reasonably digitally savvy when we're talking about one of the richest countries in the world. The other thing that's really critical about this is that digital behaviors, the way people interact with things on their phone, are still emerging. We don't really know what behavior is going to look like because it's changing a lot. Now, I talked about this way back in episode 82 of the show in July of last year in terms of how mobile and e-commerce go hand in hand because people have access to it right there. And for instance, Mary Meeker talked about the fact that mobile buy buttons are coming in a big way from Twitter and Facebook and Google. Some of these we've talked about in the last couple weeks. Some of them we'll be talking about more in the next couple weeks. But it's really getting rid of this distinction between marketing and sales because now it's just one click away. This is something I've been talking about for a long, long time. Anybody who's been listening for a while is aware that I've said, you know, when the words buy now are on your ad, how is that any different than any other sales channel? Is that a piece of marketing or is it part of your e-commerce behavior? Which is why, you know, I've said for a long time, it's all e-commerce. Going back to episode 13 of this show, way back in, when was that? A while back. A long time ago. We're on episode 125. That was episode 13. So that's, you know, a couple years ago. And what we're seeing is that your customers are spending lots of time online. You know, tons of time, 5.5-6 hours a day interacting with digital, and it's still growing. And as a result, we're seeing that, you know, traditional marketers still haven't made enough of a transition to digital. Web is doing pretty well, search is doing pretty well, things like that. But the ad spend on TV and print are still way over-indexed compared to how much time customers spend there. For instance, print, customers maybe spend 4% of their day consuming print, and yet print media still absorbs 18% of marketing spend. That's huge. By contrast, mobile consumes about 24% of your customers' engagement every day, and yet only 8% of marketing spend is being done there. So if you're somebody who's competing with a bigger brand, A, you have to be concerned that they may be using mobile. And if they're not, it's a good opportunity for you to get in front of customers before your larger competitors figure it out. That's a huge deal and a huge opportunity for you. You know, it's something that you've got to be very aware. I asked the question in May of 2014 of how safe is your business from mobile commerce? And the answer is less and less safe if you don't get in front of this. Now, one of the things that I don't have a good answer for right now, I'm just going to put it right out there. I don't get it. I shouldn't say I don't get it. I don't get it yet. I'm not sure how this is going to emerge for many businesses yet. But Meeker predicts that messaging is going to be a really, really big deal. And if you think about it, those 40% of the people in the world who have a feature phone but don't have internet access, messaging might be the way they do it. That's probably the way they're going to interact with brands and companies and things like that. And we don't really know what that's going to look like yet in a big way, right? It's going to be things like personalization or things like notifications or things like access to their address book and getting them to share with their friends and family and fans and followers. But we don't really know what that's going to look like yet. We don't really know what work is going to look like in that world as people use this technology to be more connected even when they're disconnected or even when they're outside the office. Right? What will jobs look like? Are Uber and Airbnb and Etsy and TaskRabbit and things like that, are they the future of work or what the future of your employees will look like? Where they will expect that kind of connectivity and that kind of access? It's going to be interesting to see. Now, one final area I want to talk about that Meeker touches on in her deck is data. And you all know what a big fan I am of data and how important that is. I've said for a while that if you want to own the customer, you must own the data. And in fact, in episode 114 of this show in March of this year, I talked about why data always wins. But she's got a great quote from Billy Bosworth, who's the CEO of DataStax, who said, 10 years from now, when we look back at how this era of big data evolved, we will be stunned at how uninformed we used to be when we made decisions. How uninformed we used to be. Clearly, the folks who are doing this well and focused on this in a big way are thinking long and hard about it. And I would encourage you to do the same. You know, I've talked about this in the past, and really what you need to do is go ahead and start small. Don't worry about big data. Worry about your data. Worry about how you can use data in an actionable way. Focus on your team and your talents, right? Surround yourself with people who are conversant in this and really think about it long and hard and really think about making data-driven decisions. And of course, your data, you know, content is king, context is queen, and your data is the crown jewels. It's what separates you from the competition. It provides you a strategic differentiator. It provides you a great way to connect with your customer when they're connected all day, every day. So that's a huge plus. Allows you to potentially bypass some gatekeepers out there and talk directly to your customers. But by the same token, you have to protect their privacy and their needs to make sure that they're in good shape too. But it is certainly something where when you can talk directly to a customer, you're going to be able to put the right message in front of them when they need it, because they're going to be holding a device in their hands, as we've seen and as Meeker talks about. And that's going to give you an ability to actually connect in a meaningful way and convert to a sale, which is what you really want to do. So I think the overall trends are really exciting, and there's a lot of room to grow here. There's nowhere to go but up. It's what you really want to do is make sure you're putting yourself in a position to ride that train and get in front of it as it goes up, you know, successfully over the next bunch of years. Now, I'm going to link to the slides in the show notes. I'm going to put the whole deck in the show notes, as well as links to the episodes and the other blog posts that I mentioned during this episode. And you can find that at timpeter.com/podcast. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Looking at the clock on the wall, we are about out of time for this week. So I want to say thanks so much for tuning in. I want to remind you, you can subscribe to the podcast so you can get great content like this every single week by going to timpeter.com/podcast and clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. You can just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. I want to also remind you that you can email me. You can shoot me an email at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com with any comments, questions, concerns, complaints, anything that comes to top of mind to you. I do love to hear from you. It's always great to hear what you have to say and what you think. With that, I hope you have a spectacular rest of the week, a great weekend ahead, and I'll look forward to talking with you again right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Till then, take care, everybody.